Do you know the origin of the saying, never look a gift horse in the mouth? Do you know that in medieval times, it was believed that if a princess kissed a frog, he would turn into a prince?
What?
Good evening, and welcome to another edition of Broaden Your Mind.
You're absolutely right. There's no way down up here.
Well, we'll just have to stay up here then, won't we?
Wait a minute. I've got a plan.
A plan?
Look down there. A bucket of water.
A bucket? Surely you're not going to...
Dive into it?
Dive into that? You can't even swim.
Water wings.
Water wings. All right. Dive into it if you must, but on your own head be it.
Here I go. One, two, three.
That was very good. I'm most impressed. Well, now we start the program with our first topic, which tonight is supernatural.
Eye of lizard, tongue of frog, clear the mist, dispel the fog, dead dog's leg and wing of bat, spider's liver, ear of rat, conjure up the spirits three, show me what I wish to see.
Good evening. Tonight we're taking a look at the supernatural. You may already believe in the supernatural, or you may be one of the many people who, like myself, think it's a load of nonsense.
Well, I'm not really superstitious, but when I was young, my mother said to me that if I should meet a chimney sweep, I should blow him a kiss and it'd bring me luck. Well, in a way, she was right.
Swanee, how I love you, my dear old Swanee.
Let us now examine the claims of those who think they can foretell the future.
Good evening, dearies. Gypsy Rose Goatcumber speaking. And this week's sign is Taurus. Taurus is strong-minded, aggressive, and liable to fits of sudden temper. He's intelligent, highly oversexed, and has four legs and a ring through his nose.
One of our investigators paid a visit to a well-known prophet.
Good morning.
Good night.
Good night?
Yes, very good night.
Oh, of course, yes, you're a prophet, aren't you? You're telling me it's going to be a good night. Very interesting.
Yes, I can.
Now, I believe you can foretell the future. Wait a minute. That was very good indeed, very good. Do you think you could make a prophecy for me?
Oh, certainly, yes. I predict that you are about to receive a very important prophecy. It will be £5 well spent.
£5?
Well, that's very generous of you, Gov. Thank you very much indeed.
Oh.
So very much. One important prophecy coming up. I predict that in 10 seconds' time, you will be hit on the head by a large cardboard box.
Well, I don't think much of that.
Well, don't blame me. I can't help it if you haven't got an interest in future.
Come on!
There you go. Sorry, I forgot to remind you. My trouble, you see, I'm a very good prophet, but I've got a shocking memory. As a matter of fact, there is something else I've got to warn you about. And a couple of things to remember myself, but for the life of me, I can't remember them.
Well, I wish you could.
Yeah, hang on a minute. Oh, now I remember. I'm going to make a small financial loss, and I'm going to be hit on the head.
£5 for that load of rubbish.
I saw that, sir.
Look, I can explain everything, officer.
Oh, hey, hang on. I've just remembered what I had to warn you about. Look out for a... Oh, sorry, too late. Thanks for the tip-off, sir.
Yeah, but I...
Don't mention it, officer. All part of the job.
Now let's investigate the claims of spiritualism. And to do this, I'm going to ring Professor Throgmorton, a recognized psychic expert at the Spiritualist Society's headquarters. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Spiritualist Society here.
Is Professor Throgmorton there, please?
No, I'm afraid Professor Throgmorton died 6 months ago.
Oh.
Would you like to speak to him?
Well, straight away, let's move on and investigate the amazing claims of Babs L'Amour, the psychic poet.
Hello. Babs L'Amour is a 75-year-old housewife living here in Shepherd's Bush. For the past 2 years, she has been writing poetry, which she claims was dictated to her by the great poets of the past, Shakespeare, Tennyson, Keats, Shelley, and many others. How much truth is there in what she claims? Babs.
I'm 93!
Babs, how did you begin writing this poetry?
And I used to be a steeplejack.
Yeah. How did all this poetry begin?
Well, one day, Eamon, I was sitting at home having a nice cup of tea when in walked Alfred Lord Tennyson and said, "Oi, Babs, I want you to take something down."
Did you?
Oh, no! Us steeplejacks have our pride, you know.
I see. And since then, these poets have dictated their work to you.
Yes, especially Alf Tennyson. Alf, he's my favourite. We're very close, Alf.
Well, have you an example of his work?
Yeah, I've got a piece here. Pin your ears back and listen. Half a league, half a league, half a league onward. Into the valley of death, rose the 937 and a dog called Fido.
But isn't that rather similar to something he wrote when he was alive?
Yes, well, he came back to improve it.
Well, I don't think that's much.
I'm 105! Open the box, Michael!
Yes, Bab, how do you exactly receive these poems?
Well, they just walk in and dictate them to me. Oh, hello, Alfred!
I beg your pardon?
Alfred Lord Tennyson, he was just standing behind you.
Just behind me, I see, and... Could you describe him to us?
Yeah, well, he had a black hat, a beard. Oh, he had no trousers on, bless him.
No trousers?
Oh, wait a minute, there's another one coming through. Oh, it's from Rupert. Rupert Brooke. Hang on a minute, Rupert. Speak up, Rupert, dear. Don't mumble.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rupert. Give my love to Shelley. Bye-bye.
And what did Rupert Brooke dictate to you?
"'Twas all Rupert shit Venus. My God, you should have seen it. I'm 35.
35?
Well, I've had a hard life.
Well, there we must leave Babs L'Amour and her psychic poetry. Is she telling the truth? I leave you to work it out for yourself.
Hey, Babs, where are me trousers?
They're in your cupboard, Alfred, you naughty puppy.
This is Mr. Wise. And this is his home. Let's go inside. This is a perfectly normal family home. A completely safe place for Granny to hobble around or the children to play in. But is it as safe as it looks? Here, as in every home, there are hidden dangers. Thank you. The home is full of dangers for young and old alike. Is this favorite old dining table really as strong as it looks? And do remember, when there are children about, you do have to be extra careful. Please, at all times, be careful of naked flames. Well done, Mr. Wise. And Mr. Wise doesn't leave wrinkles in the carpet. Granny can easily trip over them. Mr. Wise makes sure the floorboards are completely safe. After all, he doesn't want to lose Granny before her time. And if you're going away and leaving your pet, don't confine him in a restricted space. He'll panic. Mr. Wise knows that a confined animal is a dangerous animal. And if you are leaving your pet for a few days, remember to feed him. Otherwise, there's no knowing what he'll take a fancy to. Be like Mr. Wise. Take out insurance. Mr. Wise has filled in the form. Now all he has to do is pop it in the post and he'll be completely covered against any mishaps. In 2 or 3 days' time. So be careful, be safe, and be wise. Like Mr. Wise.
Well, that's both of us down at last. How are you feeling?
Get me out of here! Get me out!
Don't worry. Be all right as soon as the tin opener arrives.
Well, honey, I'm going to bring you move on.
Well, now on to our next topic, which is the cinema. Why has Great Britain never produced a full-length feature cartoon film? Well, the reason is quite simple. We just can't afford the fees for the really big stars. Donald Duck, Bambi, Dumbo, and so forth. But at last, British filmmakers have come up with the answer. Use real people. After all, why pay 50 tons of camembert for Mickey Mouse when you can get Bill Oddie for a quarter of cheddar? So here now we present an extract from the first British full-length feature cartoon musical film starring real people. Walt Oddie's Snow Pinocchio and the Seven Bambis and the Tramp. We join our hero in the depths of the deep, deep forest.
Yes, I must be right in the middle of the deep, deep forest. Boy, oh boy, it's so peaceful here. Peaceful? It shouldn't be peaceful in a forest. Where are all the animals?
Hey, animals!
I guess maybe they're frightened of me. Or maybe they're just sad today. Hi, Doc. Are you sad today? You are, on a beautiful day like this. Oh, well, never mind. I'll soon tell you what to do. Gee.
this luck. Never, never cry. Wipe that little teardrop from your eye. Hi, Doc. If you're a hound that's down on the ground, you must not feel blue. Listen, and I'll tell you what to do. You can cut your troubles down by half. They all are. You'll be happy if you learn to laugh. Never, never say die, die, die. Crack, 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 a small joke, joke, joke. In your eye, eye, eye. And funny, and that's what brings a bum, bum, bum. Start, 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 giggle, giggle, maybe way down low. You can do it nice and shy. Or you can really let it go. So we will find half of the whole boys. Fun, fun, fun. Re-re-re-re-re-re. We'll show you how it's done, done, done. So laugh, laugh.
Force has given us the freedom of the air, the Navy, the freedom of the sea, which is great if you're a bird or a fish. But what we're worried about is the land, and that means the army. Today in Britain, the British Army stands at 50,000 strong. 20,000 not so strong, and 300 weaklings. However, numbers are diminishing, and to find out why, one of our reporters visited a crack Scottish regiment and spoke to one of the officers.
Hello, this is me, Aminta Sproul, and this is the commanding officer of the regiment, Matt Twitch. Colonel Twitch,
you.
Once these men have joined up, what do they want to get out of the army?
Yes, that's quite right.
Well, what do they want?
To get out of the army.
Colonel Twitch, it has been said after your amazingly brave exploits, your men claim that you don't know the meaning of the word fear. Is this true?
Fear.
Fear.
F-E-A-R. Yes, I heard you the first time. Do I know the meaning of the word fear?
Ooh.
Well, this is a complete and utter guess. Is it a sort of fish?
No.
Not a fish. No, that's a pity. I rather like fish. Ask me another.
It has been said that the army is now under strength. What would you say to that?
Fear?
No.
Fish?
No, that is not right.
Not fish, no, I'm just guessing. I'll tell you what, Jock! Jock will be able to help us. He's the bright one in the outfit. I say, Jock, old chap, got a bit of a stumper for you here. Do you know the meaning of the word fear?
Aye, I do that.
Do you really?
Aye, my wife wears it. She's got a beautiful fear coat.
Oh, that's fear. Yes, jolly good. Well done, Jock. Yes, now run along and kill somebody. That's good. Salt of the earth, old Jock.
Well, Colonel Twitch, thank you very much for talking to us.
Not at all. Do I win the washing machine?
No. Well, how can the army attract more brave, intelligent men like these? One approach is to promise recruits that they will be taught a new trade, profession, or skill.
Squad! Waiting by numbers! What? Two! Three! Squad! Red, at, eagles! What's this? Get that haircut! Get in, chest out, and wipe that silly grin off his face! Who does he think he is? Flame in Mona Lisa!
Yes, the army is certainly changing. But when the old soldiers get together and look back, was it really any better in the good old days?
The trouble with the modern army is that it's full of these long-haired fellas.
Long-haired fellas. Can't tell if they're fellas or females these days.
Can't tell.
Fellas or female?
Take that young son of mine, Beatrice. I put him down for commission in the blues the other day.
I put my boy down, too.
Did you? I put my dog down the other day. Sad business. Sorry to lose him.
What happened?
Oh, he got a commission.
Long-haired fellas. Why, when we were their age, we were...
Fighting in France.
No. We were fighting in France.
Yeah.
You don't get these long-haired fellas fighting in France today.
That's because they got no imagination. When I was their age, I joined up, went off the war, and got killed.
Not like these long-haired intellectuals.
I had my hair blown off during the war. Yes, I have to wear a wooden wig.
I lost three legs.
Three legs?
Yes, and a gramophone.
I had my gramophone blown off during the war.
I had my hat blown off.
Good God.
Yes, I had to get a wooden one.
I had everything blown off. I'm completely wooden, you know.
Tell all that to these modern youngsters. Would they believe you?
They're not so damn stupid.
Oh, well.
What?
16 more brandies, and then I shall have to go.
Why?
Well, if you had 16 more brandies, you'd have to go.
One marvelous advertisement for the army, and a spectacle in their own right, are the lifeguards and their famous musical ride. I'm going to speak to the officer in charge, Captain Fetlock.
Oh, you're still here?
Yes.
I thought you might have gone away. You know all our horses are ill, you know.
Well, I do know, but you did say that you could get some more.
Yes, I did.
Well, have you?
Yes, I have. Look, are you sure you and the viewers wouldn't rather sort of watch something else, like motocross or wrestling from Great Yarmouth or something?
No.
Oh, well, here goes then.
Good Lord.
Well, I did warn you.
What a splendid beast.
Oh,
a truly a magnificent sight.
Whoa, Black Prince. steady, boy, steady.
Sugar?
Thank you. All right, George, we won't be needing any of that today.
Perhaps we should get on with the famous trick where the Black Prince jumps clean over the railing.
Over the railing. The famous trick I mentioned earlier when I had a proper...
Oh, poor Black Prince has gone suddenly lame.
Oh, dear. What a shame.
Well, in that case, perhaps we'd better get on with the musical ride.
You still want the musical ride?
Yes.
Even though we haven't got all the horses?
Yes.
Musical ride. Company! Mount! Forward! Right!
hello again. Unfortunately, following our item earlier in the program, where the parts of animals were played by human beings, we have received a large number of complaints from animals.
We apologize to our animal viewers, and so to put matters straight, we'd like to end tonight's program with an extract from the smash musical hit, The Hound of Music.
Anything you can do, I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Any note you can reach, I can go higher.
I can reach any note higher than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
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 No, you can't.
I can drink it quicker and get even sicker.
I can live on bread and cheese.
And only on that?
Yes!
So can a rat!
Any note you can sing, I can sing sweeter.
I can sing any note sweeter than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Good night. Good night.